If residents of Fitzsimmons Walk in Whistler's White Gold neighborhood had their way, a newly redesigned affordable housing project at 7104 Nancy Green Drive would not proceed in its current form. On November 29, more than half a dozen people voiced their opinions on the 36-unit development at a public hearing held over Zoom for its rezoning. Though many voiced unhappiness with the current design, not all are against the development so long as it addresses neighboring residences' concerns around parking, setbacks, loss of ecology and density. This project is just too large to fit the neighborhood. 36 units should be 24 units, said White Gold resident James Thompson at the public hearing. We're not against employee housing whatsoever. We think you need it, and there's plenty of opportunity for it to be done. But you have to take it in steps, and it has to fit with the community. Dave Lakey echoed that sentiment. Lakey is involved with the Fitzsimmons Walk Strata Council and believes the proposed location at the intersection of Highway 99 and Nancy Green Drive is not a good fit for the neighborhood. If we fit something in there that doesn't fit with the community, it will stand out so blatantly. If they overpack that spot and it fails to function properly in the community, it'll look bad for employee housing, Lakey said. You'll have other people not wanting that same situation in their backyard, and that'll build NIMBYISM and won't fix it. To address concerns about parking, the Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, and developer Vidora Developments created a parking management plan to alleviate some of the issues that may arise from the development. 8 people made comments at the public hearing in total, with opinions evenly divided. The RMOW also received a dozen written submissions from neighboring residents, most of whom opposed the project. First proposed on January 9, 2018, the project has undergone several redesigns and shrunk substantially from 65 units to just 36 in the current proposal. The percentage of affordable housing in the project has also been reduced, from 100% of units rented at below market rates to 50%. Many residents in favor of the project cited the housing crisis in the municipality and advocated for the project to have increased, rather than decreased, density. We heard loud and clear in the last election the real need for employee housing, and rental buildings help to make sure that the people working in the community have housing, said Sue Maxwell. I'd much prefer to see increased density in the heart of our community than to have more sprawl further away. Maxwell and other proponents cited the location, close to the village center, transit, and a grocery store, as a good spot for increasing density in Whistler that isn't car dependent. With the sheer number of people who are looking for housing here, and with the climate crisis upon us, I think it's suitable to build buildings that aren't necessarily car dependent and that we focus on providing housing for the people who don't necessarily have vehicles, said Maxwell. Other Whistler residents who spoke in favor of the project at the hearing also favored increased density. I strongly urge, if any revisions are made, take the size of the building back closer to what was originally proposed and eliminate the parking so that more units can be provided for the same money, said Michael Burnett. Council will consider the public hearing submissions prior to third reading of the related rezoning bylaw. Read more at whistler.ca/housing.